The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, explains to us the pasuk Baruch Ata Be'ir, Baruch Ata Besada, and the Gemara explains Baruch Ata Be'ir She Beis Beis Cha Samach Beis Knesses, that your home should be close to the shul. That was the interpretation of Rav. Whereas the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. And he said that Baruch Ata Be'ir comes to teach you Shebeis HaKisei Samach L'Shulchanecha. A person should be able to have a washroom available always. Because as the Gemara Masechta the Brachos Daf Chaf Hei teaches us that if a person needs to use the bathroom and is unable to, it could end up being dangerous. But Beis HaKnesses, says the Gemara, but Beis HaKnesses loy. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan follows his opinion, a Gemara Masechta Soita, Daf Chaf Beis Amin Aleph, Schar Psiyas Yesh. There's a concept of Schar Halicha in walking to shul. And Rashi quotes this Gemara Masechta Soita that tells us about an almana who would daven in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan asked her, aren't there any shuls closer to your home where you can daven? So she responded, V'chi ein li schar al psiyosai, don't I deserve reward for walking? Kshiyesh beis haknesses b'shchunosai, when there's a shul in my neighborhood, v'ani bo l'beis medreshcha, and I come to your shul, hamaruchak yoyse, which is further away, k'dei l'espalo. From here we see that there's a concept, says Rashi, of schar tircha. The question that many mefarshim immediately ask: Al tu kavodim hamashamshim esarav amanas lekabel pras. We're not supposed to do avodas Hashem in order to get schar. And here we see that they did that. The person that they do it in order to get schar. So the Ben Yoyada answers that the concept of not allowing to do a mitzvah to get schar is when you're doing the actual mitzvah. So when we do a mitzvah, we're supposed to do the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah. But when it comes to schar tircha, which is not the actual mitzvah, there's no problem of doing a mitzvah for schar, because on the contrary, that's something that you're allowed to do schar for. The Sefer Arad Yisrael from Rabbi Yosef Engels Zatzal actually explains the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan, is that we have here two competing concepts. On one hand, we have the concept of schar mitzvah, and on the other hand, we have the concept of Eim Avir Malam Mitzvahs. And Rav holds that Eim Mavir Malam Mitzvahs takes precedent, whereas Rabbi Yochanan held that Schar Halicha takes precedent. And he actually wants to say that it's connected to Machloikis in the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that on the second day of Pesach they brought the Omer, the Karban Omer, and the Gemara says that they brought the Omer Min HaKarev from a place close to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara quotes a Machloikis, why should you bring the Omer from a place that's close to Yerushalayim? Is it because it's always better to bring from somewhere closer, or because Carmel, when you bring it from a place that's close, it will still be moister. So he wants to say that that's the same machloikus. The man the Chaimah that says the reason you bring it min hakarif holds that the concept is there's always a concept of eim avir mala mitzvahs. The other man b'amar holds that no, there would be a concept of schar halicha, but over here we don't say schar halicha because of course Carmel, if it's going to be better, we should bring the better oimer. The Magen Avraham here, in the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim Simen Tzadik, quotes this Gemara and says from here, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Magen Avraham, Im yesh shnei bati knesias be'ir, if there are two shuls in town, toiv leil chalurchayka, it's better to go to the further shul, kishcha psiyas yesh, because there's a concept of schar halicha. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Marshag, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin, Aruch Chaim, where he discusses this Gemara and this concept and this Magen Avraham. It's a very nice tshuva. He quotes the Magen Avraham here in Simen Tzadik Tzivkotin Chapeis, and he asks a question. He says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph paskins that if somebody gets an aliyah, he should go to the bima the shortest way possible, and we don't say that he should take a longer route to get Schar Halicha. So he says that is not necessarily a compelling question. He says, even if we'll say a concept of Schar Halicha, he says Schar Halicha doesn't tell us that you should go in a way that stand longer with no purpose. He says, if somebody is going to do something with a schar alicha, doesn't mean that he should just go in a roundabout way. That means if somebody's going to shul and he's getting schar alicha, he says, and I saw that the Divrei Malkiel says this as well, that nobody would suggest that schar alicha means that if you're walking to shul, you should specifically walk to shul in a roundabout manner in order to get to shul, to get more schar alicha. So of course, if you're in shul and you get an aliyah, then schar alicha doesn't tell you to walk the longer way. What schar alicha does tell us is, that going to do the mitzvah, you get schar for it. But he, in general, is not convinced that one is obligated to take a longer, to walk to shul, to go daven in a shul that's further from his home, in order to get schar halicha. He suggests, and we'll talk about this perhaps later, he says if somebody is going to buy an esrig, would one suggest that somebody should go to a store or to a country that's further in order just to get schar halicha? So he says, that of course, if somebody could fulfill a mitzvah without tircha, one is not obligated just to be matriach himself in order to fulfill a mitzvah. The Gemara in Masech Desaita, Daf Chaf Beis, and our Gemara, which seem to clearly indicate that there is a concept
of Schar Halicha. So he says a whole different pshat. He says there it was referring to a situation where davening in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, which was a makom Torah, and was a place where one's tefillos were more likely to be accepted, as the Gemara says, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi lo have a matzli. Rav Ami and Rav Asi would only daven bein amuda heicha david gersa, where they learned there's a special inyan to daven in a place where Torah is learned. Or, he says, it could be in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, there were more people that daven, and there was a concept of Beroiv Am Hadris Melech. Or, he says, that it could be that the people who daven in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan were Talmidei Chachamim, great Yirei Shemayim, and there's a point to daven in a shul with such people. So even though she could have davened in a shul closer to home, because she chose to daven in that shul, which represented all of these possible milas, that's why the Gemara says there's a concept of schar psius, there's a concept of schar halicha. But in a place where there's no advantage to the shul that's further than to the shul that's closer, he says, there we don't say a concept of schar halicha. And he goes a step further. He says, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, have a goyel l'makom Torah. There's a point to go learn far away. Again, apparently, because there's a schar halicha involved in traveling. So he says that's not necessarily true. He says when the Tana says have a goyel or makom Torah, it means because that makom Torah is a greater makom Torah than the place that's closer to your home. Or maybe at home there are things that prevent you from succeeding in your learning. But he says if you can learn closer to home as successfully as learning far away, then there's no point of have goyel makom Torah. And therefore, if you could have a shul that's closer, or you could get to shul quicker, there's a concept of zrizim magdimin lemitzvos, and we should not necessarily dive in the further shul, and we won't necessarily apply the concept of schar psius. And then he concludes, he says he's writing this tshuva, but in general, he doesn't see a great concern, going back to something that we discussed earlier in our shir. He says, because our Gemara seems to indicate that the schar halicha is for schar, and we're not supposed to do mitzvahs in order to get schar, al ti kavodim amisham shem sarav, amnasal kabel pras. Rav Menashe Klein, in the Shaios Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Hei Simen Chaf Dalet, quotes this tshuva from the Marshag, and is very unhappy with this tshuva. He says the Marshag's point that the only reason this woman in Masechet Sota Daf Chaf Beis went to that shul, even though it was further from a home, went to the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, even though it was further from a home, because it was, the Marshag says, because that was a better place to daven. So he says, if that would be the reason, he says, then the Gemara shouldn't have just called it Schar Halicha. Then the actual mitzvah is a greater mitzvah if she would have performed it in that shul. It couldn't be that because that shul was a better shul, that's the only reason
that she should have gone there. In general, the Mashag's point, he says, that where is there is no reason to be matriach oneself when tircha is not required, he disagrees with. And he says that, on the contrary, we find that many great tzaddikim went out of their way to do mitzvahs at great personal effort, specifically because of the inyan of doing, being matriach oneself, exerting oneself to do a mitzvah. And he disagrees with that point altogether. And then his last point, that in general, why are we having discussion about schar? A person is not supposed to do mitzvahs for schar. He says that's only, as we said earlier in our shir, that's only in a case where it's something that you're obligated to do. But something which is above lufnim mishur sadin, there a person is allowed to do mitzvahs for schar. But he does say that it's interesting to point out that this halacha of schar psius is learned from a woman, from the woman who davened in the shul of Rabbi Eichon. So he makes the point that the reason the Gemara, Sefta Saita, specifically teaches us this halacha from a woman is because even though there is a point of schar halicha, he suggests that that can't be at the expense of doing a mitzvah. So in a situation where there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which men have and women don't have, certainly a man who could be learning in that time should not be focused on the schar halicha. And that's why Gemara speaks about a woman who wasn't obligated in learning in that day, in that time. So since she's not obligated in learning, so she could get the schar halicha. Someone who could do at that time a mitzvah that they're obligated to do, certainly that takes precedence.